Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dead Doubles by Trevor Barnes is a narrative history of one of the Cold War era's most damaging Soviet intelligence networks and the painstaking international effort to identify, track, and dismantle it. Centered on the notorious spy ring associated with the Cambridge Five, the book follows how seemingly ordinary lives in Britain intersected with secret ideology, recruitment, and long-term betrayal inside elite institutions. Barnes highlights the challenges faced by counterintelligence services as they tried to separate rumor from evidence, protect sources, and coordinate across borders while the political stakes kept shifting. The story spans decades, moving from wartime roots into the intensifying rivalry between East and West, and shows how individual loyalties and personal weaknesses could be weaponized at the highest levels of government. With an emphasis on investigative tradecraft and the human consequences of deception, the book explores why this ring proved so resilient, how its members evaded exposure for years, and what their actions meant for allies on both sides of the Iron Curtain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins of a spy ring and the power of ideology. A central topic is how the spy ring emerged from a specific social and political environment in Britain, where elite education, tight personal networks, and intense interwar politics could shape lifelong convictions. Barnes frames espionage not merely as a technical act of stealing secrets, but as a long campaign sustained by belief, identity, and shared purpose. The ring's members were positioned close to influential institutions, giving them both access and credibility, and their backgrounds helped them blend into settings where trust was often assumed. The book emphasizes that recruitment and motivation were rarely simple, with ideology intertwining with ambition, loyalty to friends, and a desire to feel historically significant. By tracing the formation of relationships and the gradual normalization of clandestine behavior, the narrative shows how betrayal can become routine when it is justified as service to a higher cause. This topic also explores why such networks are difficult to detect early, since the same traits that make people effective in establishment roles can also make them effective covert assets. The result is a portrait of espionage as a human system, not just an intelligence operation. Secondly, tradecraft, cover, and the use of dead doubles. Barnes pays close attention to the practical mechanics that allow a spy ring to survive over time, including secure communication, compartmentation, and the careful management of personal narratives. The idea of dead doubles highlights the broader concept of deception and misdirection in counterintelligence, where identities, timelines, and even deaths can be manipulated to protect operations and obscure responsibility. This topic examines how spies can exploit bureaucratic gaps and the limits of record-keeping, especially across countries and decades, and how intelligence services attempt to confirm or disprove identity claims. The book underscores that tradecraft is rarely glamorous in practice, relying on routine discipline, patience, and an understanding of how investigators think. It also shows how a single operational method can create cascading confusion, forcing authorities to spend years resolving what is true, what is planted, and what is simply misunderstood. By focusing on methods rather than myth, Barnes helps readers see why some cases remain unresolved for long periods and why conclusive proof can be so hard to obtain even when suspicions are strong. Thirdly, the worldwide hunt and interagency friction. Another major topic is the international pursuit of the spy ring and how that pursuit was shaped by cooperation and rivalry among allied services. Barnes depicts the hunt as a long-term contest in which intelligence agencies must share information but also protect their own reputations, sources, and political relationships. Leads can be delayed by classification rules, diplomatic sensitivities, and fear of exposing operational failures. And the book illustrates how these pressures can slow investigations or push them in unproductive directions. The global scope of the case makes coordination essential, yet coordination is never automatic, particularly when agencies have different legal frameworks and different tolerances for risk. This topic also emphasizes the role of analysts and investigators who must assemble partial data into coherent hypotheses, often while facing public controversy and internal skepticism. The reader sees how small administrative decisions, missed opportunities, or personality conflicts can shape outcomes as much as dramatic breakthroughs. The worldwide hunt becomes a case study in the real-world constraints of counterintelligence, where even the correct conclusion may take years to prove and act upon. Fourthly, damage assessment and strategic consequences. Barnes explores what high-level espionage actually costs, moving beyond the idea of stolen documents to the broader strategic harm inflicted on alliances, operations, and trust. When sensitive information is compromised, it can endanger agents, undermine diplomatic initiatives, and force changes in planning that ripple far beyond the original leak. This topic considers how governments try to measure damage when they cannot be sure what the adversary received, when, and how it was used. The book also highlights the psychological and institutional impact. including the suspicion that spreads inside organizations after a major breach and the tendency to overcorrect with restrictive security practices. Such reactions can hinder legitimate work, distort decision-making, and create a culture of fear that persists long after the immediate crisis. Barnes presents espionage as an asymmetric weapon, where a relatively small group can create disproportionate effects by providing the adversary with insight into intentions, capabilities, and negotiating positions. The result is a clearer understanding of why certain spy rings become legendary, not because of spectacle, but because of the enduring strategic aftershocks their betrayals produce. Lastly, lessons for modern counterintelligence and public understanding. The book offers lessons that extend beyond its historical setting, showing how classic vulnerabilities remain relevant in modern security environments. Barnes highlights patterns that recur across eras: insiders with privileged access, organizations that assume loyalty based on status, and investigative systems that struggle when evidence is fragmented. This topic explores the importance of institutional skepticism paired with fairness, because counterintelligence failures often come from either complacency or overreaction. The narrative encourages readers to think about how influence, ideology, and personal relationships can create openings for adversaries, and why background and credentials are not substitutes for verification. It also touches on the role of public narratives, media attention, and political pressures that can complicate investigations and shape what is revealed or withheld. By examining how a notorious ring was pursued, debated, and interpreted, Barnes helps readers understand the difference between proof, probability, and rumor, and why historical spy cases remain contested long after the events. The broader takeaway is that intelligence work is a human enterprise, and strengthening it requires attention to culture, incentives, and accountability as much as technology. In conclusion, Dead Doubles is best suited for readers who enjoy Cold War history, intelligence studies, and investigative nonfiction that connects personal biography with geopolitical stakes. It will also appeal to anyone interested in how institutions handle betrayal, how long complex cases can remain unresolved, and how evidence is built across years of competing claims. The book can benefit a reader's life by sharpening critical thinking about sources, certainty, and the incentives that shape official narratives. It invites readers to notice how trust is constructed, how it can be exploited, and why verification matters in any high-stakes environment, from government to business. Compared with many spy histories that focus on a single dramatic moment, this book emphasizes the sustained hunt, the operational ambiguity, and the international coordination that make counterintelligence uniquely difficult. That broader scope makes it worth buying alongside similar titles, because it highlights not only what the spies did, but how investigators struggled to close the case and assess its consequences. If you want a grounded, process-focused account that treats espionage as a long human contest rather than a cinematic puzzle, this book is a strong addition to your shelf. If you would like to support Trevor Barnes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.